Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we've been talking about ministering in the supernatural gifts. And just to restate our focus, is not to be caught up in the ministry or in the gifts. Our focus is on hearing from God and acknowledging that each one of us has the gifts within us already, and that they are, we could almost say, automatically activated in the presence of God. So you don't even have to be seeking the gifts. When you are in His presence, what is of Him will grow. What is a free flow of the Spirit, God's Spirit, through our spirit to our soul and then out through our body into this world? That is the created conduit that God made originally. It was from spirit through soul, out through the body to this world. When His Spirit is flowing within us through our spirit, whatever is able to receive that life does so. And we bear fruit from that. So it's not about you and I working hard or pursuing gifts or achieving maturity. We've talked about that before. It's acknowledging that what we have inside of us is merely dormant in various stages of quietness, waiting like seeds for that water, that spiritual water, to quicken it and bear fruit. These gifts that are within you, they are waiting for God. They are waiting for His presence. And when we in our soul experience that flood of His presence, that seed responds naturally, normally, characteristically. It is normal for the seed to grow. So it's not something you need to work at. Ministering in the gifts, for the gifts to be flowing in your life, is a consequence of you being in the presence of God. And let's look at what do we mean by presence of God. Even now, you are, of course, in His presence. And I would even say that even now, you have seeds growing, supernatural gifts growing in you. And just as we are limited in our awareness of what is going on in the supernatural realm, out there, in our environment, likewise, we are limited in our understanding of what is going on within us. So as we spend time with God and allow Him and cooperate with Him to have our soulical senses quickened, we see the supernatural realm around us. And we start to see the seeds within us sprouting and growing and bearing fruit. And just as in other areas of our life where we don't see a healing until God has already done 99% of the work, very often we won't see that maturing, active gift until it's been growing for quite some time. This is one of those reasons we don't get focused on how active, how perfect, how standardized the gifts that are operating in our lives. Instead, we see that this is just an area that God uses to teach and train us. Just as we arrange things in our circumstances, in our lifestyle, to make room for Him in the natural, we give Him time. We give Him our attention in the natural. We have to do these things in the natural. One of the ways we make room for Him in the supernatural, in our soul functions in the supernatural realm, and how we make room for Him is by acknowledging that there is so much growth an opportunity in the supernatural realm that He is doing, and we want to be a part of it. So He's healing us in our soul, and He's strengthening us. He's quickening our senses. He's teaching us about the supernatural gifts. That brings us to the whole concept of ministering in the supernatural gifts. How you do that is going to be unique to your situation. And as you maintain your focus on being able to hear God clearly, rather than being able to minister well or clearly, or to large numbers of people or whatever, as we are working on being able to hear God clearly, more and more clearly, we can enjoy the process. We won't feel that pressure to perform or the fear of making a mistake. We will see each one of those as simply the process of showing us where we have wounds that need to be healed, questions that need to be answered. And we build that trust that regardless of whether we minister correctly or we mess things up, God ministers to whom He wants to. He does it His way. And so we ask and acknowledge, Lord, I know you love me, and I know you love this person. What do you have for them? How do you want your life to be shared with them? Is there something you want me to do or say? And by that constant communication with God, you kind of stay out of it. Now, I will say there's something about our soul that, regardless of your relationship with God, there's varying degrees of sensitivity to what is going on and in solical senses. This is where we have ESP and psychics and clairvoyance. Is we do all have these senses in our soul. And they are senses. They're just like in the physical realm, you have hearing and taste and seeing and smelling and feeling. In your soul, in your mind, your will, and emotions, you have senses there as well. And they simply function. They do what God made them to do. It came, these senses come with your soul. Most of us spend all of our attention, our time, and our effort dealing with bodily things, environmental, natural things. This goes through a cycle, a pendulum swing. Sometimes we get overly fascinated with the supernatural and ignore the natural, and vice versa. And that pendulum swing really doesn't have to affect us. You are not bound by what everyone else is doing or where everyone else is coming from. As you put yourself in God's hands and say, Lord, I want everything you have for me. He simply says, I know, I'm working on it. But when we do that, we participate in what he's doing. We have no idea what he's really like, what we are really like as spirit beings, what this life is really like. But he wants to show us. He wants to reveal himself. But A, we can't stand it now. It would do more harm than good. And B, we wouldn't understand it. We would not be able to comprehend it. There's additional changes he needs to make. And C, we have a hard time keeping our mouths shut. So often we think God is sharing with us an insight or a vision, and that the purpose is to give it to others and to share it. And one of the first things God often teaches us is how to keep our mouth shut. And that he shares things with us just for a shared pleasure. Because he's excited about what he's doing, and he wants to share that excitement with us. And he can't, a lot of times, because we don't know what to do with it. We want to do something with it. We want to teach. We want to make a ministry around it. We want to do something about it. And sometimes that's perfectly appropriate. But what we want to understand is that's not God's purpose. He doesn't need our help. He never has, he never will. But he wants our help because he wants our involvement. You know, we think that the world or the our own circumstances are all such a mess, and how did we ever get into this situation? And yet this is exactly what God had in store. This is exactly what he has in mind. And so as we embrace his perspective, we don't have to have all the answers. And we can just let him take us step by step. Again, he knows what your tomorrow holds. And he will have you ready. Not your own understanding or your own education or your own enlightenment. He will have you ready. He will never put you in a situation that he can't handle. He will definitely put you in a situation that you can't handle. But he will never put you in a situation that's a surprise to him. He's much bigger than that. He's much more compassionate and loving. So we approach ministering in the supernatural gifts that this is simply another training opportunity. It's a big one, and it can be complex and creative, and it can involve many layers, but it is simply, for us, a training opportunity. Again, when we are in the presence of God, those seeds of those gifts that are within us respond to his presence, to that living water, and come alive. And whether we are aware of it or not, they are bearing fruit in our lives and with others. Odds are you are ministering to people, giving unconditionally to others what God has given to you. That's what ministry is. He gives to us, we give to others. We don't need to worry about what God gets out of it. He gets everything. He already has everything. So we don't need to worry about him not getting credit or anything. So we can take our time and rest assured that even in the gifts, God has a timetable for each one of us. So we've talked before about some of the challenges, and now we kind of want to look at some practical how-tos. When we are born again, our dead spirit is enlivened by the Holy Spirit. As we let the Lord give his life to us through Spirit and live his life through us through Spirit, God activates and enlivens our soulical senses according to his timetable and purposes. Now, outwardly, or from our perspective, we can often see distinct effects. Certain things happen, such as a healing or a sense of his presence. But the activity of these supernatural gifts is also an evidence of his work in our lives. regardless of our beliefs or recognition, if we have experienced that resurrection life, we are already ministering out of that life through the supernatural gifts. But because we want to be active participants in what He is doing in our lives and in the world around us, we want to learn how to cooperate with Him and learn how to knowingly minister in His gifts. Be trained. Know what you're being trained for. He does not want us ignorant. So we're going to go through a multi-step process. This is just one approach. This approach, these steps are not meant to be exclusive or all-inclusive. This is a starting point for you to take these steps to God. The point is so often we don't know where to start. And we don't start at all. Because then when we start, we go, okay, now what do I do? And this particular approach, all it's meant to do is take away some of that questioning. It's a starting point. So that you, instead of focusing on what do I do next, what if this happens, what about that, you can then, instead, you can just keep your ear open. Lord, what do I do here? This is the next step. How do I do this? What's next? But it's not meant to be, okay, this is the way to do it. If you're learning a different way to learn how to minister in the supernatural gifts, and that process or that teaching is bringing you into dependence on the Lord for the movement and success of the gifts, then it's working for you. Because it's not about you being able to work the gifts. It's about you being able to be dependent on the Lord. And the gifts work as part of the whole process. It's not two separate things. It's not the Lord pouring Himself into you and the gift working. It's all one thing. But if you are not objectively functioning in the gifts for whatever reason, or if you are struggling to achieve a certain level or goal, and we've talked about these before, that in one sense, these are real helpful, to have a goal. Say the Lord's been talking to you about you wanting to be able to have very clear words of knowledge. I'm just picking something out. He wants to work out with you, okay, what is your definition of really clear? What would it look like? And then ask Him, Lord, is this something to shoot for? And He'll say yes or no. Again, it's all about hearing God. Then, Lord, is that you? You test it. Say you're in a ministry situation. You're in a church and you're in a ministry situation. And you want to be able to encourage people by having a word of knowledge for them about the nature of their disease or their address or their name or a certain circumstance or situation. Ask the Lord specifically, is this something I can focus on? This is something I think would be really helpful for me and for others. And the Lord may say yes or no. Then you start being objective and concrete about these particular gifts. Because it's not about feeling or subjectivity. Oh, I think I feel his presence. Oh, I think this is what God has for you. We want to see clearly. We want to hear clearly. We want to minister clearly. We want to let his spirit flow through us unimpeded. Now, sometimes, in fact, a lot of times, with our own mind, we won't understand what God is doing. But again, as we focus on, Lord, did you get done what needed to be done? And he says, we're good. We're all set. We can go on to the next thing. We don't have to understand. Now, it's great to listen and to ask, Lord, what happened there? That was very strange. I don't understand why that was an unexpected reaction. And we listen and we learn from him. We don't take these things for granted. But in the process, we are what? We are learning to hear from him clearly. So we are going to look at some general guidelines. And these are guidelines in the sense that when we look at the process, again, it's to free us up. It's to bring us into a place where we can focus on the Lord rather than on what we are trying to, the process we're trying to follow. Lord, what do I do next? So we're just going to go through real quickly the different process, the different steps, and then over the next few weeks, we will be talking about the different steps in greater depth. And if any time you have questions that you want me to address, feel free to email me at diane@therainersclub.org or contact me through Blog Talk Radio, or during the show, feel free to put your questions in the chat room. And if they fit in with what we're talking about, we'll try to address them there. So the first thing we do is we desire the gifts that God has for us now. We want what God has for us. God wants to be wanted. So first, we acknowledge that the gifts are available to us now. Second, we are available. Third, we study. Fourth, we enter training. Fifth, we practice. We practice what we're learning. We practice hearing him. Sixth, we review. We review our progress. We review how we're doing towards our goal. Seven, we adjust. We adjust our approach. We adjust our beliefs. We adjust sometimes pretty major adjustments because our focus is on the Lord, not how we're doing. Now, certainly, God wants you to know how you're doing. And so we ask him, Lord, how are we doing? So there's certainly a time for that. But it's not a matter of, okay, if we're not doing well, God's not pleased with us. No, that's not where we're coming from. God is love, period. He doesn't go, okay, I'm going to love you less because you didn't perform properly. That's not him. Instead, it's we want feedback. And Lord, okay, if I'm being, for instance, harsh with people, is there a wound there, or is that something I can practice to be gentler with people? And as we approach this part of ministry, he uses every aspect of our day, 24 hours a day, to accomplish his goal in our life. So number 8 is we instruct and encourage others. And number 9, we repeat. And something to understand here is this is going to go on for the rest of your life. You are not going to get to a place in Christ, in God, where you can say, okay, I'm done. I know everything there is to know. I don't need to learn anything. I've got it all, Pat. It's all done. You're not going to get there. So let him lead you and guide you along this training, and you will not be disappointed. You'll be very excited about what he has for you. So we'll pick it up there next Sunday night, same time. Again, if you have any questions, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of The Rainers Radio. Have a good night.